Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
In the mood.
Thank you very much. Good morning. Well, one friendly voice here, maybe not two.
What?
You're just caustic today, I can tell.
I've already nipped
you in the butt a couple of times. You notice that, Todd?
Well, I have to say this, because I was watching you guys as Terry Barr, who's the voice person for was doing... When it got to, and former Green Bay Mayor Jim Schmidt, he's over there mouthing the words.
I know. You see that, Jim? I'm missing it. No, you know what? He didn't say former.
Oh,
no. You noticed that. That's he went silent for 1 second. Missed a beat.
No age limit. Yet, yes. So, I don't know.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Rhino.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I just, look, what we have to talk what everybody else is talking about.
Yeah.
That Aaron Rodgers thing is too bad.
It was the third story on World News tonight last
really?
Night. Did you see that, Todd? Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I was not surprised by that.
Yeah.
A little weird that
I know, 10,000, right?
No. Oh. That 10,000 people died in Libya. I hope
and
that
3,000 in Morocco.
Right.
Ah.
My kid went to Morocco for her honeymoon in September.
My it's son's a really great friend from St. Norbert is from Morocco.
Yeah.
But her parents are safe.
That's
but scary when you hear something like that.
That was from what I read about it, I didn't watch the world news, but there was like a lightning first and then the earthquake. It was like, that's kind of almost biblical, right?
Okay, I mean, this is going to be, I'm not sure. The last thing in the world I'm trying to do is make light of anything. So I'm not, but I'm just asking this, the deaths and destruction or the.
That's unbelievable.
But it's from being in a building and get caved in, right? Like, if you were outside, if you were out in a football field and there was an earthquake, would you be in danger?
I don't know how much the ground opens, but it's stuff falling on you. You're right.
But that's what I mean. So if you're out in the open, you're okay, right? Todd, do you know?
I don't know.
I guess as a layperson, you would assume that if you're not in a building or near anything that could fall on you and crush you, you'd be okay.
Because it's not wind. It's not like things flying.
That's what
like
I mean.
A hurricane.
Like hurt you or a tornado.
Tornado. Yeah.
You know, a piece of wood could come by and take your head off.
Right.
In fact, my uncle was in one. When he was in World War II, he was on, what?
Okay. What? You always... have an example, and I think that's
he
one
was
of
in
the
a, he was
great
in a,
thing about hosting with
he
you
was in
you,
a typhoon in Okinawa.
Yes,
and this I'm is the this sure. is the bizarre thing that they lost more guys one day than they did in many of their battles from the typhoon from things flying around because there's all these metal corrugated huts where all you've seen those Quonset huts and everything, and those get all torn apart, and those just cut guys in half basically. They lost so, and it's a real unknown story about World War II, the typhoon that hit outside of Okinawa in 1945, and how many guys were killed by that typhoon.
Okay, cut in half. It's a little early. It's 6:09, Johnny. We'll, all right. Let's, that is too bad, though. I will say that I didn't know that Aaron Rodgers thing made world news.
Yeah, it did. Big time.
Wow.
Yeah. With Ian Rappaport, who's the big, you know, reporter.
I saw something on you know, the sports thing. Now, the sports show that I watched said that he's going to be back.
I don't know. How can you say that? Nobody can say that. Aaron Rodgers hasn't said it. I mean, one of the guys said, oh, yeah, he'll be. It's a full year recovery. He's going to be 40. Well, he's going to be 40 this December. I mean, I'm telling you, the thing that it reminds me of is Brett Favre's very last year, where he lost that little, the arm's the same, but he loses that little bit of quickness, that little bit of escapability. And when you don't have that, bad things happen. Aaron Rodgers used to be able to spin out of tackles like that so quick, it's incredible. And when all of a sudden you're a little bit more vulnerable like that, and let's be honest, we can halt, everybody in this room can talk about it. You know that you reach a certain age and you're just not as limber, you're not as nimble, you pull muscles so much quicker.
Right.
And that's happening to him. It's just, you can't, mother time or father time, whoever it is undefeated.
I would agree. And I would think that even if he does do the rehab and I'm at full strength, don't you think he'd be just a little bit gun shy of this happening again?
I would, absolutely.
I mean, you don't want to get shot again.
That's why I get a kick out of so many of these young athletes, and especially it's so prevalent. High school girls basketball players tearing up their knees, ACLs, MCLs. It's mind-boggling how many times it happens. And, okay, I can see them coming back, and it's like, okay, I'm going to rehab.
Yeah.
But then there's times where it happens again to them.
Yeah.
And it's like, can you imagine mentally, because the pain they go through, the grueling process of trying to become that elite athlete again, and they are elite. If you're playing college ball, you're an elite athlete, okay? So what it takes to get back to that level, and then in your mind saying to yourself, one bad cut on the floor,
right,
one slip, and I got to start this all over
right.
again?
That's what I'm saying. That would be, I mean, he's got a ring. He's got plenty of money. And he'll be, I'm sure he's going to be rehabbed properly, and they're going to, but boy, I don't know. I think it would be a mental game, a mental decision more than a physical decision.
No question. You know, because the Tom Brady's of the world,
right.
even the Favre's, they didn't have those. This is a catastrophic injury. This is a catastrophic injury. I remember I'm going to go way old school, and you're going to say, oh my God, Johnny Unitas. Ended Johnny Unitas' career. Oh. Elijah Pitts, never the same after that. Remember Elijah Pitts? A lot of guys, never the same after that Achilles.
Yeah, so maybe this is best for him.
I think it's it.
I don't know. I think, but yeah, you got to feel, you know, the Jets were so excited. And
that was the most excited I've ever seen a stadium in right. my life. I've never seen anything like it. And when he ran, you know what, though, I saw a little thing on Facebook.
There's a couple. I just want to say, I don't know. I didn't see that, but that Buffalo game was pretty exciting when that kid came back. When Buffalo played after that guy that heart attack.
Oh, the heart attack. Yeah.
That was a pretty cool game. That guy ran that that back. And then we talked that first game after 9/11 here. That
with
was
Chris Gizzy.
A lot of energy
that
there.
That was phenomenal.
But I did not see the Jets game.
The intro
said,
the other night?
Yeah, you said it was.
Favre comes running out. They have firefighters and their first responder. Oh, I'm sorry. Rogers comes
running.
What
the hell is he doing there?
He comes limping up. But he came out with the American flag.
Yeah, I heard.
Rogers did.
Yeah.
And the place went insane.
And
this
cool.
lady, she's a police officer or firefighter in New York. She sang the national anthem.
Oh, wow.
And she asked everybody to chime. Did you hear that, Todd?
I did not. No.
Goosebumps. Goosebumps like you can't believe. She was so good. It was incredible. I mean, people were crying. It was so
cool.
good.
Yeah.
So, I mean, everything was set up. And I saw one comment on a national thing. It just said, football is a cruel mistress.
Yeah, right.
And it's true.
Yeah.
You can have all the hoopla. You can be all prepared. You can do all your homework. You can do all your practice. And you get out there on that football field with 11 just bad, ashed people.
Right.
And things can happen to you. That's a tough way to make a living.
Yeah.
And you've been there. You've been on sidelines, right?
Yes.
For games.
Yeah.
The violence of those hits. When you see it 20 feet in front of you is beyond belief. How does any, you think yourself, how does anybody get up?
It's a car accident.
Yes.
Man.
Time after time.
I agree. I feel bad for a whole lot of people with this thing. So, but you know,
their coach. You know,
he was great.
He played at Northern Michigan.
Yeah.
And his nephew plays up at NMU right now. So, I mean, he lived in Marquette for like 5 years. And he's got a lot of UP ties and everything like that. So, I mean, that part's great.
Yeah.
But I really, really like him after watching Hard Knocks. But football, it's all you can say. Football is a cruel game.
But it'd be, and I didn't want to, you know, I'm not a big fan of some media. I didn't want to compare Aaron Rodgers to Jordan Love first game. And we don't have to do that now, right? We can focus on.
Yeah.
You know, that's ancillary, but whatever.
Ooh, good word. Wow.
Okay,
I don't even know that word. What does that mean? What is that?
The password is
ancillary.
Okay.
I always liked Alan Funt. I would have liked to have that job.
Alan Ludden?
Or man. Yeah. Alan Ludden. Who's Alan Funt?
He was camera corner.
Camera corner.
Sorry, Rick.
He's Rick Chernick? What? Who's this?
Alan
guy?
Funt was. What was it?
Candid camera.
Candid camera. That's Alan Funt, right?
Yeah. Candid camera.
And who was password?
Alan Ludden.
Who was married to?
Betty White.
Okay. Yes. From Wisconsin.
Is she?
No, he is. He's from Wisconsin. He's from Mineral Point.
Okay.
Very good.
But Betty White, like.
No, she was from Chicago, actually.
But she's buried, though, in Mineral Point, isn't she?
No, she's not. He is, but she is not. They
oh,
haven't
really?
said where, they haven't said where she's buried. Again, you guys find a topic that I know a lot of information about.
Good thing we got him on board.
And there was a lot of people that were upset that she didn't get buried out there.
I believe
she went someplace else. Yeah.
Wow. Was that in like her will?
I think she didn't want to be bothered, and I think that he originally wanted to go back home to Mineral Point. That's why they buried him there.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a cool part of our
state.
That's
a very good part. Yeah.
You know, it's got that.
I don't know that area, though. That's southern. Oh, no.
That's
Madison, right? South of Madison?
Southwest
but
of
that's
Madison.
But what's House on the Rock?
Driftless area down there, right?
House on the Rock. Yeah. And then who's the big architect? Frank Lloyd Wright.
Yeah.
Frank Lloyd Wright has all that. And you can take his tours of, what's it called?
Taliesin.
This guy knows a lot. Did you ever read the thing about Frank Lloyd Wright? Because I'm a big fan of his.
I am too. I've read a lot of stuff about
him. Tragedy at his one place where the...
Yeah.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
Do you like his architecture, Johnny?
I do. I love it.
Because there's so many different styles. Some of it's very arts and crafts.
But he built this one, and one of the guys, was it one of his workers, Todd, like massacred a bunch of people? Like,
no.
There was, he had a string of weird events throughout his life. Yeah.
Yeah.
Here in Wisconsin?
Yeah. Yep. And one of his famous places that he was building.
I took that tour out there.
Beautiful.
That's a great part of our state. That whole house.
No, I never have.
Oh my goodness!
I have not been to any of.
Can you believe that?
That is the creepiest, coolest, weirdest place you could ever go.
That House on the Rock. I thought everybody has been there. Okay, we can put it on the list.
There's a lot of people that haven't been there.
Oh no, there are more people have been there. I will tell you. You stop 10 people on the street. Over 5 of them have been to House on the Rock.
Yep. I will wager.
Dude, I have to bet on everything. Why can't you just be like gentlemen and just say, look, okay, that's interesting, Jim.
I want to get into your wallet.
But
I got a lot of gas money I got to pay for.
I'm telling you.
Just getting warmed up. I just said, okay, we're going to do that today. We're going to wait.
$25 gift card.
Okay. No. I get it then. 5 people, when I see walk by, I'm going to knock on the window and ask them to come over.
I'll go talk to them.
Go talk to them and ask them if they've ever been to House on the Rock. And I'll bet you, you won't have 3 out of the 5 that say they've been to it. What's the wager?
I'm taking that on. I think everybody's been to House on the Rock.
No. 920-264-0606.
Have you been to House on the Rock like everybody else in this state?
No.
Everybody's been to House on the Rock, Johnny.
You know what? I hate to have to prove it to you, but I shall.
Okay, you got a $25 gift card. What are
we
going to do with
it? We got a big show coming up. A lot of fun stuff. Mine or the mayor's. Don't leave now.
House on the Rock.
Welcome back. Mine on the Mayor here on WGBW 97.9 FM 1590 AM. We've got a very cool guest coming up in a few minutes. Chef Ace Champion. He's host of Cook Like a Champion on CW14. He represented Green Bay on the Today Show. He's won all sorts of awards. He does things for charity. He does champion cooking classes at Bay Beach Wildlife Sanctuary. It's really cool. He has a VIP experience where people can cook alongside of him, and it's really cool. And he's going to be coming in here. It's my favorite type of food other than Italian. It's Cajun food. I love Cajun food.
This guy's incredible, and I'm looking to get to know more about him. His resume is unbelievable.
He thought you were incredible.
Yeah, thank you. That's all right. That's whatever. I'm not even going to go there. Anyway, this is going to be great to get him on there. And I did... Yes, I'm with you. I love New Orleans. I love that Cajun food. And we'll ask him, you know, with Italian, but you have some main ingredients in Italian, and Cajun has some, they call it.
Well, it's got to have shrimp, doesn't it?
Well, they have different types of things, but they have like very Catholic down there, right? But they're trinity of Cajun food. There's 3 ingredients that are in like everything.
What is it? Or rice?
No, it's onion.
Yes.
Pepper.
Onion. Yes.
And I think carrot. So they don't use the celery.
No, really?
They use
carrot. No, it's not carrots.
It is carrots.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
It's either that or celery.
It's either
carrots or celery.
Okay, I said celery, didn't I?
No.
It's peppers.
Peppers? Onions?
Peppers. Peppers. You didn't say peppers.
Peppers.
Oh, okay.
Onions.
And celery.
I think it's carrots.
Okay, who are you going with, Johnny? You're Mr.
I'm going
right.
With Todd.
You're always right. Okay, Todd, look it up.
I'm what not going to look. When he comes, well, he'll find out from the man, right?
Okay, yeah. But not shrimp? I would think shrimp would be their mainstay.
John, we're getting to that. You can... Shrimp, of course, is something you add, but with the shrimp are these three ingredients.
Oh, okay.
Peppers, onions, and celery. That is the trinity of Cajun cooking.
But I don't think it's celery.
So, okay, that's fine. You can think whatever you want. Jim, I'm backing up.
Okay, oh, here we go.
So here's the answer.
Let's say, you want to ask the chef?
Onion. Okay.
Onion. How about you let Todd talk? How about that?
Onion. Celery, green pepper.
Ding, ding, ding,
give him
ding,
the bell.
Ding,
give him
I
the
could
bell.
Be someplace in
He's
here.
He's never gotten okay. the bell.
But yes. I'm not going to play a bell for him.
Good, thank you. Just, I appreciate
okay, so anyway,
that, Todd.
Back to what I was saying before I was rudely interrupted by both of you now today. those are the three, like with you Italians, I would guess one of your main ingredients would be tomatoes.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
With us Germans, one of our main ingredients.
Potatoes.
Or sauerkraut, right?
Yeah.
We like that. So anyway, that's the Cajun food. And then you add the shrimp and all these other things to that as you go on with your recipes. And he'll tell us all about that. But I thought everybody knew that. But okay.
You know, I still think it's amazing. And you're a big Revolutionary War person, right?
Yeah.
I still think sauerkraut is one of the things that helped the revolutionaries, the patriots, defeat the Germans. The Hussens? Was it the Hussens that came over from Germany?
Hussians.
Something yes.
like that.
And the guy was a big cabbage farmer. And he was walking through the hut. He was undercover. And it's like, hey, what are you guys cooking? And they said, cabbage. We make a thing called sauerkraut. He goes, oh, I run a cabbage farm. Which like, yeah, bring out as much. So he got a bunch of guys. And that's how they got through their line, by pretending they were bringing all the cabbage for the Hussians to make sauerkraut, and then attacked them.
Awesome.
I know, right?
I don't know that I knew that detail. Thank you for sharing that with me today.
You're welcome. And,
but that's reciprocal.
That'll be a little known fact in history for the day.
And now you know.
Sauerkraut led to the Americans winning the Revolutionary War.
And the trinity of the spices led to the success of Cajun food.
I can't think of anything I've ever had Cajun food-wise that has celery in it.
I think that's what that's the starting basis for a lot of their foods. Those three things start everything.
You guys, maybe we should talk about something we know and leave this to the chef who's coming in.
He just walked through the door, so he'll be here. Yeah,
okay.
I saw him walk in. So that'll be soon. I still want to go to the House on the Rock thing. I want three texters. Tell them how they text, Todd.
Yeah, all you got to do is download the Civic Media app wherever you get your apps. Make sure and check either the WGBEW or WISS station. Lower right-hand corner, there's a text button. That's how you text us.
Okay, so we have three people, so it's an odd number. Have you ever been to House on the Rock?
Okay.
You and I have an actual wager. We have a monetary wager on this.
What is it?
And we can run this all morning long.
Okay.
They can text all morning.
All right.
Yeah. Okay, right here we have two guests. We have our chef. Ace is here, and Christy. So that's two for me, I'm sure, because I'm sure they've both been to House on the Rock. But what, John?
I shouldn't have done that one site on my phone as far as for the walking thing. So it gets all over me.
So John puts on his phone, just for those who you didn't listen yesterday, John and I are a little bit on a health kick. I started yesterday. Johnny tells me, but the mics are on, that he is tracking his steps. I'm like, that's awesome. He said, you know how many I did yesterday? I'm like, well, I don't know. The average person does about 3,000, which is about a mile and a half. John did 290.
262.
Like, I'm like, that's like four trips to the bathroom. The app you bought,
you're walking less than normal.
Right. Yeah. John, you don't need an app for that. That's like common sense. Anyway.
That's just when you see it in print.
It means
they
more?
It hurts more.
Okay. All right. Hey, Christy. Hey, Chef. Nice to see you. All right. The chef's in the house. Christy Barlamont's in the house. We're going to talk New Orleans cuisine.
Well, just New Orleans.
We're going to talk about
right? Creole.
We're going to talk the difference between gumbo and jambalaya.
We just had a big argument. I don't know if heard it.
What's new?
And I was...
Over the three
Chef,
basic ingredients. Go ahead, Todd.
Oh, no, I'm just giving you the 1 minute.
The three basic ingredients in Creole food.
What?
Do you know what they are?
Yeah, the Trinity is bell pepper, onion, and celery.
We have to fly this guy in to tell us something that we all know. Thank you for being here. Yeah, we have more questions, but we just thought we'd dispense with the obvious.
I thought it'd be shrimp and rice and things like that.
Well, of course, that comes later, right? That comes later. You add it to those to that Trinity.
Yes.
He doesn't,
yes.
John. Just this could be a long show, but
Todd,
thanks for
this has been a long morning already. Wait a minute, Chef. One quick question: have you ever been to House on the Rock?
I have not.
Okay, thank you. There's one. Christy, you ever been to House on the Rock?
I have not.
Oh. There's two. We're going to set a quick break. Back right after this. Don't want to hear about what kind of food you hate. You won't get no. Good song. Welcome back.
This is an awesome guest.
Mino and the Mayor, and we are here with Chef Ace Champion, host of Cook Like a Champion on CW14, represented Green Bay and the Today Show in New York, numerous awards, does classes with folks, donations to charities, and yes, he did back you up that the Holy Trinity of Creole food...
Let the chef tell us again so we can really hear from some authority. Yeah. Chef, what is the Trinity of Cajun food?
Yeah, it's brats, cheese curds.
What?
No, for real. It's onion, bell pepper, and celery. It's the Cajun mirepoix.
Did not know that.
And that would be something that is in a high percent of Cajun food.
Oh, yeah. It's like the mirepoix of American cooking.
All right. Yeah. So to that, then, you would add shrimp or
You know, if you're made, it's the base for gumbo, it's the base for jambalaya, it's the base for etouffee. I mean, it's the starter.
Okay, so speaking of starters, tell me the difference between jambalaya and gumbo.
And I've seen the mistake here before.
Well, we're kind of from Green Bay.
So gumbo is a soup.
Okay.
So if I were to compare it to Wisconsin, it'd be like bouillon steroids.
All right.
Yeah, and then jambalaya is a rice dish. So if you've ever had like the papaya, paella, it's kind of like that. So it's rice with whatever you want to put in it, whether it be sausage, shrimp, you know, pork chops.
So kind of ones with a fork, ones with a spoon, is that?
Oh, you got it, my man. That's one way to put it.
Wow, did you just make points?
Anyway, Cajun food is like we're Italian food. There's just a great class of food. And like, how did you get into that? You grew up there?
Oh, yeah.
Born.
Yeah, I'm actually Creole, you know, so that's a blend of South African, Indian, French, and Spanish all infused in together.
Wow.
What a wonderful, I love New Orleans. And we've been down there many times, but we also chaperoned our high school band down there. And Negan was the mayor. I know he's...
won't talk about that.
I know. I think
he was the mayor during the hurricane, right?
He was.
Yeah, I think he might be doing time now, right?
Oh, yeah.
Really? I didn't know that.
Welcome to New Orleans. Wow.
That's exactly why. But anyway, he was great about rolling out the red carpet for the students at the high school we chaperoned. So anyway, I just love your city. I think it, the food, but it's also just very, very walkable. Johnny and I were talking one time. We think every Super Bowl should be in New Orleans. It's just a great place. And boy,
don't think we took a car. We rented a car. I don't think River used it.
Right.
Because the way the NFL had that set up around the Superdome, it was like you could literally walk to almost every venue.
I want to get into the food part, but I do want to say, there is something to be said for Southern hospitality. Yeah. I mean, New Orleans is the best when it comes to just French Quarter, the music, the inviting you into their place. What's that hurricane place, that bar on the corner?
Are you talking about the drink?
Yeah, but it's I forgot the name of the place. I remember going in. I don't remember going out. That could have been it.
All right. That's a Bourbon Street.
That's just a great city. So how'd you get into the cooking part of it?
Yeah, so I mean, I started off when I was 18. I actually was washing dishes at a truck stop, and the chef wouldn't make my lunch for me. He told me to make it, and I was 18 years old thinking I couldn't cook, and he asked me to just watch him. And I watched him for about 20 minutes, and I was just amazed on how one person can cook for, I mean, they had to be 50 people in the restaurant.
Sure.
I mean, he was so smooth with it. And I'm like, that's how I want to be. That's what I want to do. And that started it.
Funny how you find your passion, huh?
Just
out of the blue.
Out of the blue.
And we talk often on the show is what a difference one person in your life can make. You know, yes. His nephew is playing with glam band and to have that chef share with you, you know, how to make great food for 50 people. And now you've parlayed that into quite a successful business. You got a favorite meal? I mean,
well, you know, they're kind of all my babies. You know, if you look at my website, I have well over 120 items on there, and they're all items that's been tested in the cooking classes. And I mean, they're all my favorite, but gumbo definitely, I would say, is probably my go-to. I mean, I can eat gumbo for days. It freezes well. It reheats well. It's just something that's, especially in Wisconsin in the winter.
Do you ever read Brett Favre's, like his mom's cookbook that she did?
I have not yet. Because
we've done some things out of there. It's actually really good.
Okay.
It's the Favre cookbook.
And that's all Mississippi-based?
Yeah, Mississippi-based. Yeah. Louisiana, Mississippi, right there in that corner of the world.
What'd you cook?
Gumbo, jambalaya.
All right.
Never tried I can never pronounce the word entouffé. Am I close?
Entouffé.
Entouffé. Because that was actually Favre's favorite meal.
Yeah.
And went to his brother owned a restaurant down in Keele, Mississippi for a while. Went to it and he had it there and it was phenomenal. It was delicious.
Nice.
Yeah. What is it?
Etouffee is kind of like a Cajun gravy style. I would say it's the red sauce of the Creole.
Oh, okay.
You know, and that's
red beans and stuff. Was it? Red beans and rice?
Red beans and rice. That's different.
That's
a whole nother.
Because there's another guy. There's a Packer assistant coach years ago, and he brought me. He said, "You ever had red beans and rice?"
Oh, yeah.
Like,
that's,
I don't probably.
I'm not out of the can.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. Like kidney beans and, you know, Minute Maid or something.
Not Bush.
He's like, no. You gotta taste this.
Oh, yeah.
And it was phenomenal.
It's a staple.
When you whip up a
oh, and the only other thing he brought me that was unbelievable, that, like, you want to talk about get wired during the course of a day where a person would be like you all the time? It was Louisiana coffee.
Oh, yeah.
It was like, whoa. Yeah.
It's strong.
It is so strong. And that just gets you
bourbon
just...
is the secret ingredient.
Is it really?
In coffee? Oh,
this stuff, honestly.
You've never been in New Orleans in the morning, have you?
one cup of this, and it's like you just had three Red Bulls or something. Yeah. It's incredible.
Oh, yeah.
The place with the, what's the powder sugar?
Café du Monde.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the beignet.
That's the beignet.
Yeah. How do you pronounce it?
Just I was the way say, you do. It sounds a lot better when he pronounces it.
Yeah, say it.
I'm going to leave this up to you.
I just taught you.
The beignet.
Yeah.
That's very, very popular.
Oh,
there,
yeah. Most definitely.
Sugar.
All right. Most definitely.
So that, and with the coffee with bourbon, is that?
It's basically like, I mean, it's like a donut, you know,
right,
almost.
That
and
is.
Then they smother it with powdered sugar,
right,
and then you dunk it into the coffee, and then that's what you eat in the morning.
What a way
time.
To start your
sounds
day.
Sounds like Trinary toast.
Oh, yeah.
Right. So do you, is that a long process to cook Cajun, or is that something you can whip up? Tell me about
it is. And that's the great thing about what I do here is a lot of people don't tackle it. I mean, it's a lot of ton of cutting. I mean, if you don't have knife skills, don't try and cook Cajun Creole. It just takes time. I mean, gumbo, you'll be in the kitchen 2-3 hours, you know, making the broth.
Really?
And I mean, you're 30 minutes just on the roux, which is just flour and butter, just stirring it, making sure it doesn't burn. So it's a lot to it.
How do you eat crayfish? Is it crayfish or crawfish?
Crayfish, crawfish,
okay.
Crawdads.
Okay.
It depends on what part of the bayou you're from.
Because that's the thing. Like, that's another thing with the Favre thing. I remember a big story on him that Network did, but his family was putting together a big, you know, backyard.
Crawfish boil.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah.
So how do you eat them then? Do you peel each one like a shrimp individually?
Yeah.
I would think the Favres ate the heads right off.
I believe
things,
that.
But,
how would you suck the heads? Because you so you,
oh, great.
You yeah I know. So you take the crawfish by the tail and you twist it from the body, and then the tail just kind of pops right off. The head part, you actually suck the juices out of it because you remember it's cooking in this rich broth for close to an hour, and then you pinch the tail. And then you crack it open, and then you put it up to your mouth, almost like you're eating a piece of popcorn or something.
Wow.
And you just pop it up. I mean, these people will throw down 3-4 pounds in a 20-minute sitting, with a case of beer, of course. Yeah.
You suck the
Yeah, I know. I know it sounds
like
bad.
Aren't the eyes in there and stuff?
Oh wait, yeah, but the eyes are all boiled out. So yeah, you're not looking at the. Don't look the crawfish in the eye when you do this, or else it's going to be extremely weird. Yeah, you know.
So when you teach somebody and you have these classes, we'll talk a little bit more about that. Do you take it right from the very basics and explain to them the history of some of these foods?
Or? I do.
Okay.
I do. I really, and what I learned, you know, I graduated from Fox Valley Tech Culinary Arts, and what they taught me is treat them like they've never cooked before.
Okay.
You know, no matter their experience. And
well, we have Chef Ace in the house, and we're talking about Cajun cooking, the taste, little history of New Orleans and where the food all has come from. I want to talk to you a little bit, Chef, about the guy that I follow on PBS. Johnny, he was a tight end. He's on PBS. He's
a cooking show?
Yes. Todd, do you know that guy's name? He cooks. Did you watch PBS?
Yeah.
There's a guy on there, and he does Cajun cooking.
Oh, you're talking about the guy that does Cajun cooking?
Yeah.
Kevin I never met him before.
Kevin Belton.
Kevin.
Yeah. The only guy that Todd ever watched on PBS was Bob Ross.
I know Julia Childs from
PBS. You know the truth?
I love Bob Ross.
I know you do.
This Kevin guy that you're talking about, he does a good job of, he's got the accent, he's a little bit like you.
He played the NFL?
No, I just thought you would know him because every guest we bring on, whether they could, Johnny will find a way to tie it back to sports. So I just thought I thought I would help him with that so he can get back to what I want to talk about, and that's he's got a cooking show.
Yeah.
Enough about you. Let's talk about me. Yeah, what do you think of me? Anyway, do you have your own cooking show on 32?
Yeah, it's actually CW14.
Okay. Yeah,
so Fox 11 sister station every Saturday at 12:30, and that actually started in 2016, and we actually just started filming with LiveX right here in downtown Green Bay.
Oh, cool.
For season 7.
Wow.
Cook Like a Champion. Yeah.
Now, is this the type of thing when you have these people that come over for, or when you go to their house, I'm sorry, when you go to their house and you explain how, do they ever say, oh, this is too complicated, this is too much work, I can't be in the kitchen 3 hours, I'd rather just... Hire you to come over and do it all the hard work.
This is Green Bay. They don't like to cook, but they like to eat.
Exactly.
That's what I'm getting at. But that's where the inspiration comes in. So, you know, I try and inspire them. I pull on them a little bit. I tell them about not eating candy. Hint, hint. All the time for breakfast and lunch and stuff like that.
What was that?
But I'm sitting here eating Olive Garden mint.
Yes.
I gotcha. Okay. You
know. But, Chef, cooking, besides the meal, is... the atmosphere, the camaraderie, and to do it in someone's home, I just think that's a great, team building is, that's overrated, but it's just fun to have people over for dinner, but it's really fun to have them over and kind of make, I don't know, something as simple as making pizzas, but I mean, to cook a great Cajun dinner, and you help people with that.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I sit right there, and it's so inspiring to me to have people that literally say they never cook and that they burn water. And then to watch them make a perfect pan-seared chicken breast. And then granted, I'm right there making sure they don't burn it, but they did it all by themselves. And just to see how proud they are, this is really why I do it. You know, I love that.
I think I'd like to have you over.
Yeah, I got you, my man. I got you. I just got to inspire you and motivate you to actually do it. I mean, we're all human. We all have the same gifts. We can cook.
If that happens, you'll be the only person among this entire building that's ever been to his house.
I like it. I'd be honored.
And there'll be no problem getting the background music. You've got great music.
I got great music down there,
so I'll give you that.
But now when you talk, I mean, you keep saying New Orleans, but is there a difference between New Orleans where it's, you know, really French-type culture versus like when I said I was in just Mississippi, Louisiana border down there going to Favre's hometown? It seems like that's a little bit different.
Oh, it's a lot different.
Okay.
Yes. So there's New Orleans, which is the French descent, French Creole, you know, the Etouffee and stuff like that. Then there's the Bayou.
Yes.
So the true Cajuns, these are the ones that are riding on those boats with the fans in the back.
Kill the alligators and everything.
Oh, yeah. So they
swamp people.
Oh, yeah. And I've had turtle soup.
Yeah.
I didn't eat the possum stew, but they do
they
have
really
that.
Do it.
Oh,
they?
Yeah. Anything they catch, they eat. They really
They live. Eat alligator, too, don't they?
Oh, alligator's delicious. You never had alligator?
No.
Just the tail.
Yeah, I have.
It's like white meat. Yes. It's really sweet.
It is good.
It is.
I've had alligator.
Wow.
Yes.
It is.
Okay.
Yeah, not
I've seen a couple of those shows. Not a lot of dentists down there.
We don't care about our teeth.
You know, it's funny. I remember one time, this will be one of those things where it's like, here's mine, I'll come up with one. But I'll never forget one time I was covering this football team up in Michigan, the Michigan Panthers, back in the days of the USFL. And they signed this quarterback from Northwestern Louisiana named Bobby Hebert.
Okay? Oh, yeah. I remember Bobby.
Remember Bobby Hebert? Oh, yeah. Oh, and I'll never forget the first interview. Where it's like, yeah, well, I'm pretty happy to be here. And even the coach said, I can't understand a damn word he's saying. You talk about heritage in parts of Louisiana.
Oh, yeah.
They haven't changed, have
no,
they?
No, they haven't. Yep. No, they haven't.
Yes, I would agree with that. A little secluded down there. They should maybe get an iPhone and find out how the rest of the world operates.
It's iPhone. We're still on track phones,
man. It's kind of like the UP, but with a different accent.
Yeah.
Right.
We got to set a quick break. This is fun with Chef Ace Champion in the house. Back with more on Mino the Mayor right after this. Hear about what kind of food you hate. You won't get no dessert till you clean off your plate. So eat it. Don't you tell me you're full. Just eat it. Eat it. Get yourself an egg and beat it. Have some more chicken. Welcome back. Mino the Mayor here on 97.9 FM, 1590 AM WGBW. Phone number 920-264-0606. Also, you can text us. Go to the app. We're with Chef Ace Champion. And the mayor is not in the studio right now. So he saw a lady walk by, and he's literally chasing her down the sidewalk.
Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
I know. To ask if she's ever been to House on the Rock.
I wonder what his answer will be. We've got a lot of texts in this morning.
Okay.
Okay. So right now.
Hang on. He's on his way.
Oh, is he waiting?
Could take a while. He's panting pretty hard.
Listen, he says he walked 3 miles
lie. That was such a lie when he came in today. I walked 3 miles yesterday. He didn't walk anything.
Okay, here he comes.
Here he comes.
Oh, I step on for a minute. Man.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
Here we go.
What is this, city council? Okay, so I
catch
my breath. I went next door to Anchor Coffee.
So what did you find out?
Okay, her sister went there.
Okay, so we'll give that a yes.
Did she go there?
No.
Did not. Okay.
But she wants to.
Oh, well, that
doesn't count, though, does it?
Yeah, doesn't count
at all.
Okay,
she wants to, but her sister went there.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of texts this morning.
Did she go, yes or no?
Well, she wants to.
So we got a ton of texts this morning. Again, you can text by downloading the Civic Media app.
Okay.
Choose WGBW or WISS, lower right-hand corner. There's a text button. You hit that. You text the studio. Here's what the score is.
Okay.
No's, 5 total. Okay?
Okay.
Yes, 8.
Really?
Uh-huh.
8 to 5.
Okay,
but it's not as overwhelmingly yes as the mayor thought.
Okay,
it would be,
but
right?
Okay, but here's,
I did. Okay, my percent was higher.
Add this lady. So that's 6.
You're
7. I'm 8.
No.
9.
You can't stack
Ace
the deck.
10. That's not 10
the
to 8.
No, that wasn't the bet. Now he always changes the rules.
I'm not changing the rules.
Yeah, you are. You said, look, I said if we go out to the person on the street.
Yeah. And I said the people within this room.
No, he didn't.
I did.
Play the tape.
Todd,
go back. Let's get back to the chef. We got Chef Ace.
I can tell you were a politician.
Todd, you look back.
How did you not get impeached?
Okay. They tried. So, chef, what's your favorite meal? I mean, we got you in the house. You must have been doing this for a while, right? 10
years?
Oh, 15?
Yeah. 27 years.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. I've been self-employed for 10 years now.
That's phenomenal.
Yeah. And I know you do some fundraisers. I'll talk about that in just a second. But first,
Todd's got a good question. How different is it cooking on TV from actually cooking in a regular kitchen?
A little more pressure.
That's a great question, Todd.
Yeah. It is. It's very different. It actually took me a couple of years to get used to. I'm an energy person, so when I do my live cooking classes, I kind of feed on the crowd's energy and go back and forth. Then when you're in the kitchen, you're kind of staring at the camera. You have to trick your brain into thinking that you're actually looking at a crowd of people. And that does
keep that energy up.
And keep that energy up. Man, the first year I was looking down and people were saying, look at the camera, you know. So it took a little while, but we're good now.
Then you also have to deal with an annoying producer.
Todd, he just gave you the thumb. Todd, he gave you one of He gave you one of these. See you, Todd.
Yeah.
He just Todd walked out. We have an opening here for
Christy. You need another job.
Todd, your hair looks great though.
Chef, I know, it's a fade. Look at that thing,
Chef. If someone wants to do a Cajun, maybe lunch and dinner appetizer, just something very simple at the before the Saints game, right? Before any football game, I should say. What's something simple you could whip up at home that has true Cajun, whether, what'd you say, the bayou is different than, but is it the rice and beans or is it the shrimp Creole or what should we make?
Yes. Jambalaya is always a staple. It's funny because when LSU comes up here to play, you know, we
that was amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Amazing.
And they're literally out there in the parking lot cooking gumbo, jambalaya. They're frying shrimp, you know.
Yes.
That was cool.
And then they offer us some brats. Doggone it. But yeah, I really love jambalaya. It's simple. You can make it ahead of time. My recipe is a little bit different. I actually make everything separate. Traditional Louisiana cooking, they put it all in a crock pot, French Dutch oven, bake it off for about 40 minutes. But then you lose a lot of the peppers in the Trinity that's in there. So when I went to college, they taught me about al dente. Things could be crunchy and they should still keep their color. So I make the rice separate, the vegetables separate, the saute, sausage separate, and then I marry it all together. Put it in a nice pan, throw it in the refrigerator. When your guests are coming, throw it in the oven for about 15 minutes, let it warmed up, and just go to town. That's a full meal.
You use a lot of butter?
We do.
Yeah.
We do. And we got the best butter in the world right here.
Absolutely.
So yeah.
And a little heavy on the salt too, right?
No, I don't, because I got my degree now. So I learned how to cook the Louisiana way, the healthy way.
Oh, let's hear
that's
that.
That's a lie.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like we're
we only eat healthy brats.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
We actually eat plant-based brats. Yeah. Did you know that?
Healthy cheese, healthy brats. Okay.
You know.
I want to get back to this, what you just ran through. What are the ingredients and how can I make that, like, at my house? So
yeah,
the jambalaya.
So you start off with your rice, you know, and you just want to make sure you use like a really nice long grain rice. You know, I use basmati. The longer the grain rice, the more fluffier it is. And then, you know, your green bell peppers, maybe a red bell pepper, put some color in there. And just when you saute each element, always season it. You know, and a lot of people, they want to just season it at the end or a little bit in the beginning, but that's what Louisiana is about. It's all about flavor. So everything that I touch, I'm putting spices on. So when you blend them all together, that's where that party comes from.
Cool.
Yeah.
I'm going to try that. Do you have a website I can go to?
I do. Chefchampion.com. I have tons of videos on there, probably over 100 videos on there. It's connected to my YouTube channel too as well.
All right.
And recipes too as well. Or you can just watch my show on Saturday at 12:30 on the CW14 too as well.
I think that'd be fun. I'd love to watch that.
I think I'm going to do that. If you want a studio audience, because John asked me, because could you ask him what he does with the leftovers?
Knew it was coming.
I did not ask that. Todd asked that.
No, maybe I was, didn't. No, that
you
was.
You think I never that hear Jim. That was one's Jim.
Tell him, Todd.
That was okay. We got to get
that
the chef.
That was Jim that said that, wasn't it?
That was Jim.
Yeah.
Even after 25 years, they still want to see if I need a taste test. I think I'm good on taste
tests. She's like, oh, my dog loves Cajun food. Just loves it. Milton just loves it.
Yeah. All right. Nice.
But I was telling you about that Prudhomme book that I've got that's like 40 years old.
Yeah.
He was like the king
of
that cooking, wasn't he?
Yes, he was.
Almost like the guy that made it nationwide.
He did.
Yeah.
He did.
Who's this now? He's
Prudhomme. He used to have a TV show years ago.
He did.
He's been passed away for a lot of years, I think.
Yeah.
And it was really probably a lot like your show.
Yeah.
Actually. Yeah. But nobody up in the Midwest knew about this kind of, that, you know, you could do this at home.
Yes.
And I've got his whole book and I want to do some of the recipes. Maybe you could help me.
I got you.
Okay.
I got you.
Come on over and hang out.
Yeah, but don't have me over and then act like you can't cook and then have me cooking. Because I've had that happen before.
You're very very perceptive.
Christian, would I do that?
Yeah, I've been in Wisconsin for a while. Yeah. I know how you roll.
Yeah, he does.
All right. I want to talk
stick
about
around one more segment?
Favorite restaurant.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
for sure. I want to talk a little bit about Green Bay, too. How you think we're doing with our food, culinary here. I want to know about your favorite restaurant and just talk a little bit more about some of the charitable things that you do. We're here with Chef Ace.
Oh, you know what my other favorite food is? Po' boys.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
And you don't have to be a po' boy to enjoy it.
Oh, my God.
That's real
so
deal.
So good.
Johnny's got both.
We got to set a quick break. I have no idea what that meant, okay? So just, we got to set a quick break. Mino, the mayor, and Ace in the house. Back right after this.